It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Oh, there's your grand music, Jacinda. Good morning.
Oh, grand music. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, good. I know we're going to get a very short moment with you today, so we'll just very quickly go through what's happening with the health system. That's all been left in disarray. I guess when you're a officially, good morning, hi. Pleasantries, exchange, wind trees. The health system left in disarray by the previous government. Were you prepared for this, or is this going to put a serious dent in your plans for your government and moving forward financially and I guess from the trust from the peeps, the populace.
And on the were we prepared? Yes and yes, but not to the scale that it requires. I said yesterday, I knew it was bad, I didn't know it was this bad. I mean, did we expect Middlemore Hospital to tell us that they have, mould and water and leaky issues and power issues? No. As soon as they did inform the minister, he immediately signed out $11 million for remedial work, and then is seeking to get a bit more information on what's required there. But ultimately, what we've found is DHBs have been told to make sure that they run surpluses. Now, most of them weren't, but that meant they deferred all of the work on, well, in County's case, they've openly said, because we were so cash-strapped, we deferred the work required because the minister said that we weren't allowed to run deficits. So definitely the policy of the last government has been an issue for the health system, no doubt.
Transparency and accountability, obviously two massive issues as well.
Yeah, this is one of the issues that, particularly, and we'll say a bit more on this in the lead-up to the budget, I didn't quite expect what we'd see in education as well. So the same, again, infrastructure issues, but also just general funding for the basics. We knew it would be bad. We didn't know it would be this bad.
A lot of talk this morning about these recommendations from the International Transport Collective the government's received, and the plans that you have for drivers on the road, and especially here in Auckland. How much of it is just recommendations? How much of it could be reality, and how much of it should we expect to definitely happen?
So the recommendation around lowering the speed limit, that's from another organisation, that's not from the government. What we do know, though, is that we do need to make changes around transport safety. That's absolutely a fair point. We've had an increase in our road toll, our road deaths in New Zealand.
Which is shocking. It's one of the most advertised and discussed problems that we have, and it's not going anywhere. So we've got to figure out whether it's roads or people.
We do, and I do think that we need to look at safety improvements on our roads and what the evidence tells us. But in the past, there's been such a huge amount of spend on these roads of national significance. For instance, I think it's 4% of vehicles using these roads, and yet they're getting a huge chunk of transport spending. So we've scrapped that and said that's not what we want to do. Instead, what we're consulting on now is the idea of doubling the spending on regional roads, state highway maintenance increasing, local road improvements increasing, so that we can make those safety improvements. And this will astound you. So you'll have heard there was a bit of debate about the East-West Link, a massive project in Auckland. It didn't have a proper cost-benefit analysis done on it. We said we don't want to invest in that. Now, half of the cost of that, half, could put medium barriers down the entire state highway network in New Zealand.
So that's what you're talking about the Waterview Tunnel, are you?
East-West Link, new project that the last government was proposing. So that tells you the scale of these spends are enormous.
And so can you do that? Can you make that call? Can you say medium barriers down every single road in New Zealand?
We've certainly said we're not going to proceed with the East-West Link as it stood. We know we need to do work in that area, but it's not going to be that. It just didn't stack up. And we have said we're putting aside money to make the kinds of safety improvements that we know will make a difference. So that's made by Land Transport. They make those decisions, but we've certainly put the money aside for them to be able to make them now.
Yeah, well, that's fascinating. That would be amazing. That would stop people crossing the median barrier and killing each other.
And down close to Wellington, where you'll know they've got those strips in, they do make a difference. But in some areas, it might be different things, around what you do, around Rumble strips and so on. But actually it's having the money to go and make the changes. So we want to make sure it's available.
I'm going to speak to Phil Goff a little bit later on about fuel tax. And I mean, should Auckland just calm down a second and just find out what's going on and take it on board or what?
Yeah, I mean, we really have to think about the choices we have. We can keep things as they are. And with the number of cars being registered in Auckland on a consistent basis, they will absolutely get worse. And we can't build ourselves out of this with roads. We can't. So the choice that we have to make is, do we want to start investing more in alternative transport options for Aucklanders? I'd say most Aucklanders would say that would make a difference because they now have choice. They'll have a choice between a bus, a light rail, at the moment, though, people are heavily car dependent still in Auckland.
Yep.
So we can leave things as they are, not ask any contribution whatsoever, and everyone will waste money and time.
Spend 3 years of the lives on the... Yeah.
Exactly. And we are... It does cost just in other ways. Or we can start investing. Now, one question people say, what about low-income families? I totally agree. We're worried about that too. The other way that we can assist...
Oh, let's be honest. Low-income families in Auckland are stuffed anyway, aren't they?
Well,
across the board, before you even think about cars.
We can make a difference there. And that's, you know, first thing we did when we got in was these changes that we've made to things like working for families, so that, on average, an extra $75 a week for 380,000 families.
Sure.
So and the minimum wage as well went up to $16.50 on the first of April.
Congratulations on that. Yeah, that's right. We talked about that.
Yep.
Hey, before you go, I know you've got to get out of here real quick, but it's been really interesting, being a Labor Party supporter and being a fan of the current government myself. You guys are really taking a hammering. They're really starting to rev up the government's got no direction. Oh, look, they don't know. No one's there's no one really in charge. They're gonna rip into you when your baby's about to be born, aren't they? They're really gonna pull out some really nasty tricks.
It's politics.
Politics.
It is, and it happens. You know, I think what matters, you know, and you look at the last 3 weeks, yeah, we've had a bit of a hard time by commentators. You think about what we also did in the last 3 weeks. We made changes to the accommodation supplement. We increased the minimum wage. We announced thousands of houses being built at Unitec. And yesterday, these transformational changes to the way that we operate transport in New Zealand. That's the stuff that matters. And so long as we keep driving that stuff...
Oh, you've got no direction. You've got no direction.
Yes,
who's
in charge? Yeah. We'll make mistakes along the way, but ultimately, New Zealanders will judge us on what we deliver for them, not whether a minister had a cup of tea with someone.
Do you worry though that the whole thing that people just take it as from the daily headlines that they sort of make their decisions on what someone else says for them?
Oh, you know, you always hope that people look beyond that,
right.
But it's all about what we do. You know, it's about what we deliver. Ultimately, and so the rest of it can become noise. We're just going to make sure it doesn't get in the way of doing our job.
All right, we'll talk about what more you can deliver next week, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. Thank you very much. Have a great week.
Bye
bye. The Prime Minister had to head off very quickly this morning. We appreciate that she gave us her time. Well,
that was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.